I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on December 6, 2019. The W3C has cemented WebAssembly's adoption as an official standard. The organization announced yesterday that it was adopting the specifications produced by its WebAssembly working group, which formalize a web API and JavaScript interface for the language, in addition to defining how its low-level virtual machine should behave. And the W3C has already started working towards future iterations of the specification, with features such as threading and improved JavaScript integration likely to land fairly soon, and local system resource access and garbage collection planned for further in the future. Microsoft has announced support for Ubuntu developers on Azure Sphere. The 19.11 release of the Azure Sphere SDK brings preview support for users of Ubuntu's latest LTS release, which ought to allow them to develop apps for Microsoft's IoT platform from within Linux. However, and as the Register reports, the release does currently warrant its designation as a preview, since while it is functional, there are a few documented hoops to jump through in order to get a fully working development environment correctly set up. We trailed the Code Week initiative a couple of months ago, and now Google, which was one of its sponsors, has reported back on this year's event. As a reminder, Code Week started as a European project to introduce children as young as 5 to using and programming computers, and proved so successful that it spawned a similar initiative run annually across Africa. This year, around 136,000 children on the two continents took part. And Google has now posted a brief look back at some of the volunteer-organized activities that they enjoyed during the program. As anybody who's ordered the Braveheart edition of the PinePhone will already know, the device will ship without an operating system installed. While various projects are already working hard to support the phone, there will soon be yet another option, as Manjaro Linux has announced an alpha version of their OS for the platform. Although the project acknowledges plenty of known issues with this initial build, it does currently boot and will likely mature quickly as more developers gain access to the hardware. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/63. We'll be back next week.